So we're staying in Brajadham, in the association of Braj Parikars, trying to listen to their glories. So in Sadhan, there is Vaidhi Marga Sadhan and Ragmai Sadhan. So in Jagadananda Pandit came to Mahaprabhu. Then every time he'd had these loving quarrels with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Once he went to Navadvip, and there he bought this sandalwood oil from these trees. Anyhow, he got a lot of oil, full pot of sandalwood oil. So much difficulty he got this sandalwood oil in this way. Very difficult. Remove the oil from sandalwood is very difficult. This process of extracting. And so you'll have to put a little, you have to put the wood in a pot and then boil this wood. And then gradually this oil comes out of the wood. Very difficult process. Anyhow, one pot was bought. And it all went in the Prabhu. Then Mahaprabhu whole night, day is doing kirtan. So do one thing. That when he rests, then you can use this oil to massage Mahaprabhu's head. Then Mahaprabhu asked Govinda, who bought this oil? He said, Jagadananda. Then go bring this, put this pot of oil there in Jagannath temple. This oil will be used to light a lamp there in front of Jagannath. Because if you just burn 1 liter of sandalwood oil, you'll get 16 kilos of oxygen. Very pure air. Sandalwood oil is very pure. Purifies the entire atmosphere. And if one's heart is very polluted, even the heart will become pure. If you have any disease, even this disease also will go away. Therefore all the Westerners, they took the sandalwood away from India and they patented it. They put a patent on it. They put a patent on neem leaves. They did everything. They took this basmati rice away. So they took everything away from India. And this oil from rice, everything they took away, and they put a patent on it. So they say, Mahaprabhu, you wouldn't accept this at any cost. Then he took this pot of oil and he threw it in front of Mahaprabhu. And he said, what is use of just breaking it? This way this oil, when it was broken, this way when this pot of oil is broken, so much fragrance will come from this oil for so much time. Then this place around Mahaprabhu would become very pure. Because then Mahaprabhu, he'd breathe this air, which had now become very pure. So now whoever would come to meet Mahaprabhu, they'd smell this fragrant sandalwood oil. And all their hearts would become pure before they met Mahaprabhu. So even his anger is seva for Mahaprabhu, for the pleasure of Mahaprabhu. Then he said it's very cold. Then even the ground became very cold. Then he made one blanket. Took some banana leaves, and then with his own nails he tore them apart, and then he stitched a mattress made of banana leaves. Because how could Mahaprabhu sleep on the ground? So Mahaprabhu's body is very soft. How can he sleep on this cold ground? So this way, Mahaprabhu, he said, alright, you made this. Then after some time, you'll also make a pillow for me. And then also one person who should massage me. Masur. Then people say, oh, very good sannyasi. Sannyasi, even if he commits a small, even if there's a small spot on a white cloth, then the small spot is seen. Similarly, even if a slight transgression is seen on the sannyasi's part, then they say, oh, look at the sannyasi, what he's doing. See how he's secretly meeting with such and such person. is there, it'll start spreading like wildfire then. Like you see some ants were entering to Mahaprabhu's room during the rainy season. Ramchandra Puri said, oh, why is this lying in the fan scene? Why are they entering inside Mahaprabhu's room? Because Mahaprabhu is eating sweets during the entire night. And anyhow, the ants are smelling this and they're eating. One boy would always come to meet Mahaprabhu. And then listen to Mahaprabhu's kirtan. Mahaprabhu, he'd love him so much. Give him this Jagannath Mahaprasad. Then Damodar Pandit, he could not tolerate this. They say he was a big scholar. Then he said, oh boy, why are you coming here? Don't come here. Because children will not listen. They're very stubborn. They'll go wherever they get love. Who can stop? You see, even if once a boy or a child loves someone, you never leave that person. Nature of a child. See, Damodar Pandit, anyhow, he'd come there. He'd see this boy always coming to have darshan of Mahaprabhu. Then Damodar Pandit, he told Mahaprabhu, that, why does this boy always come to see you? And he said, what is the harm in him coming to see him? What is the... You see, the whole world comes and he listens to Bhagavad Katha, Hari Katha. What is his fault? And he said, no, he should not come. So what is the reason? And Damodar Pandit didn't say anything. Then again he said, for 4 days this boy should not come. He said, what is the reason? What is the cause? And then again after 4 days again he said, you don't even say. And you're always telling me to stop this boy from seeing me. Then he said, this boy who comes to see you, his mother's widow. So this way, she's a widow. So when this boy comes, then they'll say, oh, you like his mother. Therefore his mother's coming. Therefore his boy's coming. Then they say, no, you're a sannyasi. And everyone will say such things about Inodisa. They'll say, you love this boy because you love his mother. Then Mahaprabhu said, oh, Damodar, what are you saying? So then, so Guruji would say that once this question came. And what was the question that came? There was a big learned assembly. And there, Mahaprabhu, he asked, so, this question was asked. Where all the Mayavadis, sannyasis, they remove that Brahmin thread and the Shika. They don't wear the Tulsi Mala, anything. They don't wear stitched cloth. They say they don't light a fire, they don't cook for themselves. Anyhow, they'll accept Madhukari, Bhiksha. There are many rules like that for a sannyasi. Similarly, Babaji also, they also don't wear this Brahmin thread. Because Brahmin thread is very heavy for them. So they don't wear this. And also, some Babajis keep the Shika, but some don't. They say, Mahaprabhu, he left his Shika, Brahmin thread, so why should we wear this Brahmin thread? Because this is like Karma Kanda, we don't follow. Because we have this Paramam Suresh. So this is not proper. What should be accepted and what should be rejected. So then Guruji would say that no, nothing should be rejected, but still you shall have to follow the footsteps of the Mahajans. Because the Shrutis, they have many opinions, the Rishi Maharshis have many opinions. So follow the margins. Whatever the margins have accepted, then that is, that should be followed by us, or else. You see, the Paramahamsa, he has no wish. He can wear black cloth, yellow, white, anything he can wear. I mean, we can wear a Brahmin thread, tilak, doesn't wear, he can do anything. For him, there is no consideration. Like Sri Rishabdev, he was in Bhagavat Avatar, Shakti Rishavatar, he was in Avatar. He would eat, he wouldn't eat for like many months. He'd pass stool, he put the stool all over his body. So he wouldn't even bathe, he had matted locks of hair. And then from that line, the Jains came. They worship Rishabdev. Even Indra, when he came to steal the horse of Prithumara, once he came dressed as a sannyasi, once he came dressed as a yogi, and he said every time he'd run away, he'd leave one disguise behind. And some followers would accept this wish. So Ravan also, he appeared in the Sthidandi Vesh. So they say they're always trying to cheat. They say the Tantriks, the Kapaliks, all of them. They say all of them, they're learning this science of Maya. They can do anything. But the Paramahamsa, he has no wish. Madhinda Puri, Ishar Puri, all are Mula Acharya Swami Sampradayas. Mula Acharya Ramanuj Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya, all these Vaishnava Acharyas, this fourth path that they followed, we should follow that path as well. If we leave the path of the Vedas and we go on our own, then we'll be misguided. Shruti, Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatriki, Vidhi, Vina, Ekantri, Hari, Bhakti, Rupattai, Vakalpate. The result will be very fearsome. So we'll have to follow the Vichar of the Acharyas, this path of the Vedas. Because if you think I'm a Paramahamsa, then how can you become a Paramahamsa? If you just think of yourself like that, you're still a servant of lust, anger, greed. And then even if you're wandering as a sadhu when you're imparting instructions to others, then how will those instructions benefit any others? And so you become a servant of common crowd. And just by dressing like that, will you become free from these anarthas? Because one is still meditating on the objects of the senses. So who are you? And so you're associating with them. If you're meditating on Vishaya, then you're meditating on the Vishaya. You're sitting with the Vishayas, and what will be the result? And the result will be that gradually you lose intelligence by your wrath, anger. Intelligence will be destroyed, and then again you'll fall into sansar. This is the result of meditating on Vishaya, objects of the senses. Like someone insults you, abuses you, criticizes you, then you'll remember that person always. You won't remember the Gita Bhagavat, but you'll remember what this person said. Sarikata Kirtam, therefore you'll not remember. You'll think, he's insulted me, he's abused me. You say, in front of everyone, he insulted me. You say, only he'll be remembering this all day and night. What will be the result? All those bad qualities of that person who has insulted you, it'll enter your heart just by remembering him. Therefore, it is said, give up that which is unfavorable and accept that which is favorable. What do we do? We accept that which is unfavorable, not that which is favorable. And this way all these anarthas come. Like someone slaps you, and then you'll never forget that person. not for 1 or 2 days. So when Duryodhan, when he came to this place of the Pandavas, there Mayadhana were a very nice place, palace for the Pandavas. There was one place where it seemed there was water, but there was actually land. And there was one place where there was land, but it was covered by water. So sometimes he become very confused. They said Draupadi, she was laughing. When Duryodhan, he stepped in one pond which he thought actually was land. And she said, oh, even the father is blind and son is also blind. So then these words, they pierced Duryodhan's heart. Then she said, oh, just see what you think of yourself. In front of everyone, I came to see a palace here, and you have insulted me this way. So you see, both the families, they destroyed themselves in this Kurukshetra war. Only Parikshit was left behind, the last descendant. So just because, he meditated on Vishai, and you become a slave of Vishai, you accept Vishai, then you are actually destroying yourself. Because you can never forgive the person, you can never forgive him. Say, oh, why should I forgive him? Why should I bow down? And they say, what will be the result? And they say, you become already a slave of the others. Therefore, Krishna is saying in the Bhagavad Gita, Kradesha Rakana Samudpava. So, one who doesn't have any enemies in this world, but if one, he has this Rajagun, if he has this more of passion in his heart, then anger and lust will surely come. Because once your lust is not fulfilled, then you'll become angry. Once there's some obstruction in your sense enjoyment, they become very angry. How? It is said, he says, I'll give you such a blessing that your head will fly away from your body. You'll be completely destroyed. That is this anger fire. Because why? Your lust has not been fulfilled. And where does this lust come from? From Rajagun. Even one who doesn't have enemies, even he'll have enemies then. If he becomes controlled by this Rajagun. Therefore, if someone says something, why should you accept what he's saying? If he says, let him say, it'll go back to him. Whatever words he's spoken, will go back to him. If you accept what he's saying, then you'll be burnt by the words he has spoken. And if you don't accept, then you'll be happy. What will a, you see, what will a mad person not say? And what will a goat not eat? You say, a goat, it eats anything. Eats chilies, anything it'll eat, useless animal. And you see a crazy man, he just speaks uselessly. So pagal ki na khaye, na pagal ki na khaye, chagal ki na khaye. So they say, what can you, why should you accept these words? Therefore, it is very essential to reject that which is unfavorable. Only accepting that which is favorable will not do. Then even you accept that which is favorable, and that which is unfavorable will come and cover your heart. Then you'll never forget, then you'll keep remembering that person or that thing while chanting, while eating, that he came here, just see, he gave me this plate and just see what all he said. Then let me go and I'll burn his room completely. Then they say, how can he even speak like that to me? How can she speak like that to me? And they say, the big Mahabharat. But you should learn to forgive and be patient. Why? Because so much Rajagun in the heart. Therefore, Krishna, he would always say, but the Mahajans, so one should not act, see if there's something auspicious to be done, do it immediately. But if there's something inauspicious to be done, then that should be avoided. This Shubha Karya should be done immediately. And then for that which is Ashubha, then delay it as much as you can. then forget all these things. Why should we waste our life, our time in all these things? So what do the Mayavadis do? Babajis do? And the people of this world, why should we be responsible for what they're doing? Saying, oh, he's doing so many bad things in Vrindavan. They say, no need to even follow Ekadashi. Because if you're not honoring Mahaprasad and Ekadashi, then you're very sinful. So eat this also on Ekadashi. Give this Mahaprasad to 11 senses. They don't follow Ekadashi. They don't let others do also. They themselves will not do it. They say that some sampradayas like that. So, if we follow them, then what will they have? For who are the Mahajans? Shambhu, Narasambhu, Kumara, Kapila Muni. Prahlad, Janaka, Bhishma, Balir, Vyas, Sakhi, Vayam. They say they are the 12 Mahajans. Vyas, Sakhi, Sukadev, Swami, Prahlad, Janaka, Maharaj, Bhishma. Swayambhu, Brahma, Shambhu, Shivji, Narad, Jammaraj, all these 12, they are the Mahajans. So whatever path they have traversed, we should follow in their footsteps. In Kali Yuga, Maharaj is saying that any mantra is not accepted according to the Sampradaya, they will be fruitless. This is the four Vaishnava Sampradayas. Shri Brahma, Shri Sampradaya, Brahma Sampradaya, Nimadatyan Vishnu Swami Sampradaya. These four Sampradayas are present. Any mantra should be accepted from them. Then we can be delivered. Or else, if we accept from here and there, if we accept from here and there, then how will the mantra bear fruit? Because they don't follow the Shastras. Some of them practice black magic. This is a, such speculations should not be followed. So Maharaj, he said, don't accept their ideal. Once Brahmananda Bharati, he came in front of Mahaprabhu. Then everyone said, oh, the Mahabrahmananda Bharati has come to see you, Mahaprabhu. Then he said, alright, give him an asan, I'm coming. Then Mahaprabhu came out of the Gambira to see him, to have his darshan. So there he saw that he had worn this tiger skin around him. So he worn this, to cover his body. Then Mahaprabhu said, who wears Brahmananda Bharati? He's standing in front of you. He said, this is not Brahmananda Bharati. This is not possible. If one wears this tiger skin around him, then how is he a sannyasi? This is not dharma of the sannyasis. This is tamasi. So he became very embarrassed. Then he dressed as a sannyasi. And then when he came before Mahaprabhu, then Mahaprabhu acknowledged him. So, if our ideal is not pure, then how will the others be inspired? I should put this Gopi Chandan, but we say no. Everything you say, everything is Chandan. Even Braj Raj, the dust of Raj is Chandan. Put this dust of Raj as Chandan. Or put something else. So it's been coal. And then we bring a piece of coal and say, I'll take this coal and I'll put a black tilak on my forehead. They say, this will not do. When he starts his own philosophy according to his speculation. So Maharaj, he said, when Sanatana Goswami came to Varanasi, then Mahaprabhu, he said, he told Chandrasekhar Acharya and Tufan Mishra, some sadhu has come, some Mahan Vaishnava. Bring him to me. So they looked everywhere, but they could not find anyone. They said he's waiting at a doorstep. So still bring him here. They said there's no one here. There's a beggar there standing. He has a big beard, long hair. He's put a chadar around himself. Bring him here. Bring this beggar here. Then, it was the time the Brahmins would not let any Muslim come inside their house. And you know, a Muslim would enter their house, then they clean the entire house with cow dung and cow urine. In Jagannathpuri, it is said that even if a lecher touches one of the pandas, then for 3 days they fast from water and food. Therefore, during Mahaprabhu's time, Haridas Thakur never went in front of the pandas. Even Sanatana Goswami never went on the main road. One day, Mahaprabhu invited him to take Mahaprasad at the Tota Gopinath temple. So, Mahaprabhu wanted to see where Sanatana Goswami was coming. So, in the month of May, very hot, and he was walking on the sand, avoiding the main road. And he had these sores all over his feet, blisters all over his feet. Then he said, why did you come on the banks of the ocean? Why not main road? He said, because if I come there, then so many Panda Pujaris are there, Brahman Devatas. Because of me, they'll have to fast for 3 days and 3 nights, so I cannot go on their main road. They have to change their Jinnu, their Brahman thread, the Muir, Shika. So why should I be responsible for them to suffer like this? So I came on the ocean bank. The sand was very hot, so there he had big blisters on his feet. Big blisters. And their feet had been burnt. So the Mahaprabhu told him, you must take Mahaprasad. So there he came that way. In that time, Mahaprabhu, he didn't tell Haridas Thakur also, let's go to the Jagannath temple. Because Mahaprabhu understood. And Haridas Thakur, just looking at the Jagannath Sudarshan Chakra, he offered pranams. And then Mahaprabhu, he'd bring every day, he'd bring the Prasadi garland of Jagannath Dev, his Prasad. So Jagannath himself was bringing everything to Haridas Thakur. And they only have Darshan Jagannath during the Rath Yatra time. But still, even then the Pandas, when Jagannath would go to the Gundicha temple, then this is Bodo Shringar Vesh, where they remove his entire cloth, and then they do his Abhishek, and they bathe him with water from so many tirthas, and until then they don't open the temple. You see this way, even when he returns from Gundicha to Niladri, the main temple, they say they bathe him, they form Abhishek, they form so many things. And the same thing happens when he comes from, they say, they again place him on the Singhasan there in the Jagannath temple. And he returns from Gundicha. Because they say, oh, many considerations. But Tulsidas, what has he said? That one who does Hari Bhajan, there is no consideration of any such things. Because one who is really humble at heart, who is a Pandita, he sees everyone equally. He doesn't look at the flesh and bones. He doesn't look at any other thing. One who by this anurag, who serves like this way, with Bhagwan, such anurag, such premijans are very dear to Bhagwan. Therefore Bhagwan, he doesn't care about all these things. This caste creed. But the smart which are sometimes the orthodox which are bad things of, they have such considerations. But still Mahaprabhu, respecting them, he did not take anyone to Jagannath temple. He take them to Gopinath temple. Because Tota Gopinath is also there. So they all have darshan of Gopinath. It is the same as having darshan of Jagannath. And once a year during Rath Yatra, they have darshan of Jagannath from far. Because even then, they did not go near the pandas. The entire place is cordoned. And then first, the pandas surround the chariot. And then all these Daitas, very strong, they pull the chariot. Then the police surround, and then the ordinary people, they pull the chariot. But even then, they have darshan of Jagannath from very far. So Maharaj, he said, during Mahaprabhu's time, he also followed all these rules. So when Sanatana Goswami appeared as a beggar, then Mahaprabhu called him inside. And he said, alright, now you go and you shave all this extra hair. Shave your head and come. So then he went in, yeah, he shaved his head. He took a bath in the Ganga, he bathed in the Ganga, and then he turned to Mahaprabhu. So then he told the Padmishra, then give him some cloth of yours. So then he bought some new cloth. And he said, no, I'm not suitable for this new cloth. You give me some old cloth of yours. Because if I wear some new cloth, then again some pratishtha might come. So what has been used by the bhaktas, that I'll use. Because Uddhava had prayed to Krishna, that, oh Krishna, when can you give me some of your remnants, such as your garlands, your cloth, your remnants? This is the easiest way to conquer Maya. So then he said, Until now I've eaten your remnants, I've worn your prasadi cloth, your prasadi garland. Now that I've stayed with you, Maya can never touch me. Uddhava told Krishna. So then he told Krishna, now you're leaving me, so how can I conquer, how can I be saved from Maya? So they say, Sanatana Goswami, he said, that now I was in Maya. So now kindly give me the remnants of your bhaktas. So then anyhow, the Padmishra gave him an old cloth. And that was divided into two pieces of cloth. One made a door coping, and then one he made up by Vasanatariya. And what Mahaprabhu say, he'd keep up against Sanatana Goswami. Because he was wearing a blanket, a silken blanket. When he came to Sonpur, when he was coming from there, from Ramkeli, to there in Sonpur, he met his brother-in-law, Srikanto. He used to work for the king. So he had this, he would sell horses. So he came there to Sonpur, so then, there he saw, who is this person who has appeared as a beggar? Then he realized, oh, this is my brother-in-law, Sanatana Goswami. So he's going to be down, so it's going to be very cold there. So then he gave him a blanket, a shawl. Mahaprabhu was looking at this. And what did he say? He understood. There on the banks of the Ganga, there are all these beggars who live there. What do? They take their old cloth and they make a hut from it and they cover themselves with this old cloth. So then they were drying one of these old cloths there. Sanatana Goswami said, give me your blanket, give me your old cloth and take my blanket in return. He said, oh, you're a respectable gentleman, why are you joking with me? So he said, no, I'm speaking the truth. Give me this one of your old rag, stone cloth and you take mine. And they said, anyhow, then he gave his, and Sanatana Goswami gave his to him. Then Mahaprabhu became very happy seeing him dressed in this. See, Vairagya should always do engage in this kirtan. And anyhow, eat whatever little he gets. And they say he can conquer the urges of his tongue and mind. Or else, if one is a Vairagi, then he thinks, oh, I'll eat nice food, I'll dress very nicely. And this is Raghunathas Goswami, he asked Mahaprabhu for instructions, and then Mahaprabhu gave this instruction. Don't eat nicely, don't dress nicely. Be humble, and always chant Harinam, and think of Sir Radha Krishna in Braj within your mind. Because if you're dressing nicely and eating very nicely, then you'll have this passionate conceptions within your mind. And all these passionate qualities will enter your heart. Then how can you control yourself when you're impassioned? This way. I was thinking, oh, I'll eat very hot food. I'll eat very nicely. Sri Goswami sometimes they eat dry chickpeas and sometimes not even that. When we'd go with Maharaj, it was so hot, they could not even come out. There were some babajis, they were inside their cottages, the bhajan kutirs. When Maharaj would go there, they wouldn't even have any place to sit. Then anyhow, he'd enter their bhajan kutirs. They said, you've come from so far. So then they went to last Madhukari, or 1 month before. And so they bought these big rotis. And then anyhow, they soaked it in buttermilk. So now they cannot go for Madhukari in the sun. So they take a dry roti and then soak it in this matha, buttermilk. Then they become very big. And then they eat one of these rotis. And then they gave Gurudev also one of these rotis. And you put one of these rotis in your mouth will burn. Because it's so sour. So they mix it with, even when you mix it with 1 liter, 2 liter water, still it was very sour. Right, because they mixed with this buttermilk. And so they eat one of these rotis, a small piece of such rotis, and do bhajan. And here you say, oh, you want your hot rotis. You say, oh, you gave me food from yesterday night. Who do you think you are? So they say, how can you do bhajan if you think like this? Just as one always has the qualities of association is in, then according to that association, you'll also become like that person. How will you control your senses then? If you're always thinking like this, if you're always trying to satisfy your senses, thinking how can I enjoy more, and how can you possibly control yourself? Therefore, Mahaprabhu, he gave him this dress of a mendicant. No, we also, we cannot be such a Paramahamsa. Then, Sita Goswami is sometimes dry chickpeas and sometimes not even that. Then they do bhajan. But look at our condition. They never even had an ashram, temple, nothing. They just go somewhere, just underneath a tree, go some small room and just stay there and do bhajan. But we are not in the stage of Paramahamsa. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written the different kinds of sannyasis. Kutija, Bodha, Kansa and Paramahamsa. The four kinds of bhajan performed. These four kinds of personalities. Paramahamsa is really not easily had. Kutichak means he stays in one kutir. And then anyhow he gets Madhukari. He gets Madhukari. If he gets some atta bhiksha, some rice, then something he does, and then he offers boga and he honors his Mahaprasad. And then they say he meets a Goshtanandi, he does Kathakirtan. And they say he makes everything very favorable for him. Because Vaishnava means he's always very vigilant about avoiding asatsang. Well, if you're alone by yourself, then automatically you'll meet some people. You cannot stay silent. You'll meet some people who might even harm your spiritual life. So stay with the bhaktas. And they say you can advance. And whatever Mahaprasad is made, don't go first and steal it. Take away and everyone is honoring Mahaprasad. This means you're taking the remnants. Because what is the rule of a bhakta? He always takes the remnants of others. And this way when you're a kuti chakra, then when you'll advance, you'll become bhavdak. But Bhagavan's desire, then he will become transcendental to mundane understandings. And then wherever he goes, you'll get something. And get some water. Eat something. And say, do your bhajan. And don't disturb anyone. I mean, anyhow, you should sustain your life without disturbing others. For your own food, for your own enjoyment, don't disturb anyone. So they say, if you become Bahudak this way, then you become a Hansa. And they say, if you give a swan milk, mixed with water, what will it do? It will separate the milk from the water. It will drink the milk and won't care for the water. So such a state should come, where you must think what is proper, what is improper, what is favorable, what is unfavorable. Then you'll be very advanced, exalted. Then you will think what is favorable for bhajan, what is unfavorable, who should I talk to, who should I not talk, what should I accept, what should I reject. You'll have all these proper understandings. In Shastra, Tamasik Puran, Rajasik Puran, Satvik Puran. He says that no, not just this. You must also, this Ved is of three modes. So within the Vedas cannot deliver you. So you should enter this Nirguntatta. So then in Hansa stage one can know all these things. And then one becomes a Paramahamsa. And it's a Paramahamsa stage. Then whatever has been thrown in the cemetery, he takes the cloth of those who are deceased. He wears that cloth. Therefore, Paramahamsa has no consideration. He can wear any cloth. Therefore, in Prabandha Panchakam, this five essential essays, Gurudev has described. The Mayavadis, Babajis, have no proper vesha actually. In the Shastras, there is Brahmacharya, Grihasthi, Vanaprastha, and Sannyasi. Not that if one doesn't become a Grihasthi, then if it becomes a Brahmachari name, then this is also not proper. This wealth of this body is your wealth. They say this Brahmacharya means this body becomes a place for Bhagwan to wander. Means you have offered your very body as his dwelling place. You have promised that no one else has any authority on my body except Sri Hari, Parabrahma. They say you accept Diksha from Guru as your father and Gayatri is your mother. And they say you offer yourself as Bhagwan. This is a place for Bhagwan's wandering, means he rests in your heart, in your body. But do we really have, if you're really a Brahmachari, then do you really have a place for Bhagwan in your heart? If Bhagwan, he comes and tells you, can I wander in your heart? Can you allow him? Also, even being a Brahmachari, your heart is going here and there. How are you a Brahmachari? You're the opposite then. Brahmachari. You'll only be a Brahmachari if you don't listen to anything else, if you don't see anything else, if you don't speak anything else, except the darshan of Bhagwan, the Harikatha of Bhagwan, the Kirtan of Bhagwan. See, the fruit of having eyes to have darshan of Bhagwan, having ears is to listen to his Katha Kirtan, having a tongue is to do Kirtan. See, Ambarish Maharaj, despite being a householder, he was the king also. But as the greatest of devotees, he will always offer all his senses, 11 senses, and serves the Sri Hari. Sukadeva Goswami is glorified, Ambarish Maharaj, to Parikshit. Just see how he is. His mind is always fixed at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. And he's always speaking on the glories of Vaikuntha. It's his words. Sai Mana Krishna Padarandeva Chansi Vaikuntha Gunanu Varnane. So, his hands are always engaged in cleaning the temple. Karo Harer Mandana, Karer Harer Mandira Majanadishu. He doesn't let his servants clean the temple. He himself and his feet are always engaged in going to Dham. He's going to Dham Parikrama for darshans by his feet. And his feet and his head is always bowing down at the lotus feet of Sri Bhagavan and offering prayers. And then his eyes, he engaged in darshan of Sri Bhagavan, and his ears, he listened to Harikatha. And then his touch means he take the dust of the Vaishnavas on his head and he embrace the bhaktas and he serve them. And he would use his tongue to taste this Bhagavad Prasad and this Tulsi and the Charanamrit. And this way his 11 senses engaged in Bhagavan's seva. So they say, if you're engaged in Bhagavan's seva, then how will you know Bhagavan has accepted your seva or not? You will realize, and you realize that except for Bhagavan, his bhakti, his bhajan, nothing else will come in the path of your remembrance. You will not remember anything except Bhagavan and his bhaktas. When will this come? When Bhagavan has accepted your seva. Then you are really a brahmachari. Because how are you a brahmachari? You are vyabhichari. Say, Agrasthi also has been described. Vanaprasthi. For the Vanaprasthis, it is said, they should always stay outside the village. And they say, when the harvest has been done in the fields, when whatever grains of rice fall on the ground, you should collect those grains of rice. Or else, in the market, when the market has been closed, then whatever vegetables have been thrown away, have been left behind, you can only take those vegetables. You should wash them, and then you can make a very ordinary preparation you should make. Not something very delicious. And even what he has cooked, half he should give to the animals. And the other half he should honor. And sannyasi means he is even more austere for him. So then Maharaj would say that you cannot just be a paramahamsa, leaving aside all these rules and regulations, thinking I can do whatever I feel like, whose Bhagavan's desire, whatever he feels like. Hello, Dhruvadan, he told Krishna, Dhruv Krishna, you come here to mediate, but I want to tell you one thing. Then he said, yeah, okay, you say. Then Dhruvadan, he said, I know what dharma is, but I'm not inclined to follow it, and I know what adharma is, but I cannot desist from following adharma. Why am I doing like this? Because you are the controller of my senses. Why do I not follow dharma? Because of you. And why do I follow adharma? That is also because of you. So it's because you are Rishivesh. You are the controller of the senses. You are Bhagavan. You are in my heart. So how are you? So you are inspiring me in everything. So he said, this is all your fault. He told Krishna, none of this is my fault. So Bhagavan said, oh, if you're eating, then is my stomach full? Because if the bhaktas eat, then Bhagavan's stomach is automatically full. Bhagavan eats through his bhaktas. So Duryodhan said, then whatever sin comes to me, you'll have to suffer, not me. He said, Duryodhan, very wicked. So Bhagavan, he said, alright, you're related to me. So then Krishna, he told Duryodhan, I will not fight in the war. I will not take any side. So you can either take my Narayani Sena, or you can just, whatever you wish you can take, except me. Duryodhan, he said, alright, you will not do anything, you will not fight, then what is the use of having you on my side? Give me your army, give you everything. Bishwamitra heard and he said, oh Duryodhan, what have you done? So then Bhishma, he made a promise. I will only be called as the son of Shantanu if I can make Krishna take weapons. Because Krishna, he takes the side of the bhaktas and he cheats the abhaktas. Duryodhana has been cheated actually. Krishna, even if he doesn't fight still on anyone's side, he is present on the side, will be certainly victorious. And after some time, what happened? Arjuna, he said, Krishna, you just sit on my chariot. Don't do anything else. Only a clan should be upon me. Only all I need is your darshan. So then Bhagavan, he said, so what should I do now? How can I give you darshan? So then you just be my chariot driver, my sarathi. Just see how much prem they have intimacy. That Krishna, he became his sarathi. Became Partha Sarathi. He is Parameshwar Parabrahma. But still he became the Paratsarthi. So he is massaging legs of Arjuna's horses, feeding them, bathing them. And Arjuna, he is directing Krishna. And they say, if Krishna is in front, then whatever arrows are shot, they'll all attack. They'll all be pointed towards Krishna first, and then Arjuna. Because if you have accepted someone, then you'll have to take responsibility for his entire life. So they say, when Arjuna was sitting on the chariot, then he tell Krishna, go here, go there. So just see here, Bhagavan has become the servant of his bhakta. So when they're fighting, Bhishma, he fought in such a way that Arjuna could not even wipe the drops of sweat on his face. But Bhishma was attacking him so thunderously. Because Bhishma, he wanted Krishna to make, break his promise. See, Arjuna was nothing in front of Bhishma. Bhishma could have easily defeated Arjuna. See, Arjuna was like a mosquito in front of Bhishma. But Bhishma, what he wanted to do, he wanted Krishna to fight. Therefore, he was attacking Arjuna from all sides. So then, he released so many millions of arrows. Arjuna could not do anything. And this even blood was coming from Krishna's body because he was shooting arrows even at Krishna. And Krishna, he got down from his chariot and he took the chariot wheel and then he ran towards Bhishma. And everyone said, oh, if Krishna takes up weapons, then that's the end of the Kauravas then. So then Bhishma, anyhow, he fell to the ground and then he said, I will only be called the son of Santanu if I make you lift weapons. So therefore they say he made Krishna break his promise also. So Jagadhi Thakur, yes sir, this is actually a quarrel between two lovers. Because one of the lovers, he bites the other lover, he scratches him, she scratches him, she bites him and all these things. So they say the lover is actually attacking another lover. So Jagadhi Thakur is giving a very rasic explanation. So they say, who won, who lost? So Bhishma, he was sitting there with folded hands. So they say, anyhow, Krishna took the chariot wheel. So then Krishna was thinking, where should I release this wheel? Where should I throw this? Because once he has lifted it, then he has to put it down. So then Bhishma started praying to Krishna. Then Bhaktas, seeing how he's become so humble, but where could this wheel go? So then they said that when Kali Yuga will come, then Kali Yuga is going to come now, because as soon as Mahabharata will end, Kali Yuga would start. Once Parikshit comes, so then Bhagavan, he said, this wheel, wherever it goes, you see the spikes of this wheel, wherever the spikes of this wheel touch any place, that place will never be influenced by the three modes of material nature. That place will become very pure. Anyone who goes to this place will automatically become pure at heart, liberated, wherever the spikes of this wheel touch any place. So Rishi Maharshi is, but they were thinking, where will Bhagwan throw this wheel? So then when Bhagwan threw this wheel, it flew in the sky and it fell where? At Naimisharanya. See, even now this wheel is rotating there in Naimisharanya. And all the Rishi Tapasis, Vamushis, they paid in this place where this wheel fell. And they say, even the spikes of this wheel are revolving. Even Baladev came to this place. Because Baladev, he was in a pilgrimage, he also came to this place. He said, oh, so many santas here. How is this possible? The Romarshan Sutta speaking Harikatha and everyone was listening. It was a very beautiful place. But the Romarshan Sutta, what did he do? When Baladev came, he did not even stand up and receive Baladev. And then everyone stood, but he was very arrogant. So he did not respect Baladev. So Baladev took a kusha grass and he cut his head off. And this way everyone started shouting. Now who will speak Harikatha when there is no speaker? Because if you don't listen to Bhagavad Gita, then automatically you listen to worldly things. As long as Bhagavad Gita is not in your heart, then you listen to Chora Gita. Day and night, only listening to useless things, speaking uselessly. But you won't do Bhagavan's Naam Kirtan. Because this Katha has not entered through the pathway for years. So how can you possibly remember Shri Bhagavan? Because you will do Kirtan according to what you have heard. When can you chant Bhagavan's name? If you are always listening to Bhagavan's Kirtan, where this Hari Katha is entering your ears, enters your heart, then you will do Kirtan also. So then the Rishis are thinking, you know who will speak Hari Katha? So then Baldev Prabhu, they told him, oh, now what should we do? They said, all right, then he also makes one ready. Then Ramashan Sutta, he had one son, Okrashrava. So then he empowered him, put his hand on his head, and he said, and make this boy realize all the Shastras, he'll be very qualified, he'll speak Harikatha. So he became Sutta Goswami. And then he told all of you, and he said, all of you should go bathe in this Tirtha. And also Baldev, he went and he also bathed in that Tirtha. And then they say, he came to this battlefield of Kurukshetra, where he saw the five Pandavas and Krishna. And then, of the 101 brothers, there was one who came to the camp of the Pandavas. And everyone else had died. So Baldev Prabhu, he saw that, oh, the Pandavas were shouting at some person, because Duryodhan, he was hiding inside a pond. Duryodhan, he can tolerate everything. But you see, if anyone abuses him, then he'll become very angry. He cannot tolerate anyone abusing him. So say, Bhim, he started abusing him. And Duryodhan, he became very angry. So say, he cannot tolerate. So then immediately Krishna told Bhim, the nicely abuse him. So then Yudhishthira, he cannot abuse anyone. Arjuna also not say. Nakul said, but Bhim, he knows how to abuse. So Bhim, he started abusing Duryodhan always. Duryodhan, he said, then Yudhishthira, he told Duryodhan that you can choose anyone among us. So Duryodhan, he said, I fight only with the king. So he thought, he knew Yudhishthira is very weak. So then I can defeat Yudhishthira easily and then I'll become the king. And Krishna said, oh Yudhishthira, what have you said? Now he wants to fight you. Then Krishna said, he told Yudhishthira. Then he told all the brothers, that all of you say that Bhim is your king. So then they all said, they all told Duryodhan, Bhim is our king. Then they said, all right. Now all of you shall pranam to the king. Because everyone is all pronounced to the king. So I say, he knew that if Yudhishthira will offer pranam to anyone who is a junior, then he'll die immediately because he's Dharmaraj. He's not ordinary. He will not bow his head down to any junior. There was no one junior to him. So then, he knew all the Duryodhan is very tricky. So then, Krishna stood behind Bhim. And he signaled to Yudhishthir that you offer pranams not to him, to me. You don't offer pranams to Bhim, you offer pranam to me. So then Yudhishthir, you offer pranam to Krishna. And then Bhim, he survived. So then Bhim and Duryodhan, they start fighting. And then Baldev, he came there. Both of them were Baldev's disciples. But Baldev, he liked Duryodhan more. Because you must have heard before. Because Baldev's sister Subhadra was supposed to be married to him. So much dowry had been sent, everything. But Subhadra, she married Arjuna. Then Baldev told Krishna that, oh, Subhadra is going to marry Duryodhan. So they also agreed, her parents. So Krishna said, all right, you asked as Subhadra. So Subhadra said, why should I listen to you? I'll marry the person I like. He said, no, you'll have to marry the person I like. I'm your elder brother. You should listen to me. Then Baldev asked Krishna. Then Krishna said, what can I say? She is our sister. We only have one younger sister. We should do what she says. And to say, Baldev, no one could say anything to him. So then Arjuna, he came and dressed as sannyasi and then he kidnapped Subhadra. And he said, hey Krishna, what are you doing? Sannyasi has kidnapped our sister and he's defeated her entire army and you're just seeing here. And Krishna said, oh brother, did the sannyasi kidnap our sister, or did our sister kidnap the sannyasi? Who has kidnapped whom? Because who is driving the chariot? So Subhadra was driving the chariot actually. And Arjuna was behind. Then he said, all right. said, why haven't you said this before? He said, how can I say this before? Because why should I do interfere with what they have to do? So then they called Arjuna there, and Arjuna and Subhadra are married. Big marriage ceremony took place. But still, Baldev Prabhu, his love was towards Duryodhan. You see, when this war was going on, between Baldev and Duryodhan, when this battle was going on, then Baldev, he told Bhim, that why did you kill Duryodhan in this way? Because Baldev, he struck at the lower part of his body, which is very delicate. So then you fight with me now, he told Bhim. So then Krishna told Baldev, where were you when Abhimanyu was killed, when Draupadi was trying to be made naked in the assembly, where were you then? Even the five sons were sleeping, then Ashwatthama killed all of them in the middle of the night, and why didn't you say anything then? And so Baldev, he didn't say anything. And then in this way, Mahabharata ended. Therefore, it is very difficult to understand the vichar of Bhagavan. So whatever the path the Mahajans have taken, we'll have to follow that path. Not that, I'm also going to wear black tilak. So someone, they throws the Brahmin thread away, or else they throw my thread away. Someone's worn white cloth, I'll also wear white cloth. And they say, sometimes you wear this red cloth, which is red like blood. This cloth that the Mayavadis wear is very red like blood. So even that is also not proper. Whatever Mahabhu and the Sampradaya, they've accepted, the four Sampradayas you have to follow in their footsteps. Tomorrow we'll listen why we wear the Brahmin thread and why this Brahmin thread is removed. Who's qualified to remove this? Who's qualified to wear? Why should one chant on the mala? Why should one chant these mantras? Some say, that by chanting mantra, you go to Vaikuntha. So why should you chant your Diksha mantras? You cannot enter Braj. If you have to go to Braj, then you have to leave the mantras behind. Only take shelter of Harinam. So why not just take shelter of Harinam? Why chant these Diksha mantras? So many considerations. Gurudev, in all these religious assemblies, he discuss all these things with all these scholars. He make everyone established in this Tat Siddhant. Especially, he make all these Vaishnavas realize all these tattvas. Sometimes he'll speak in Siliguri, Jalpaiguri, Kuch Bihar, Darjeeling, in Matabanga, so many different places. Say, Maharaj will go everywhere preaching with all his God brothers, Vaishnavas. So many questions would be raised. They say everyone would be pacified by the answers. And this seed would be sown in everyone's hearts. And now this Bharat Madanga the sound of this Bharat Madanga is being heard everywhere now. See, this sadhan is not just done one day. They have done so much hard work, Guru Vaishnavas. And then now you see the fruit. Now we see the fruit of such sadhan, bhajan, preaching. Even now you see the so many upper sampradayas attacking from all sides and trying to influence the jivas with their erroneous conceptions.